CKUT 90.3.
Put your hands together, please, for band number 3 playing Hooking Me, BP Renegades.
You just listened to the 2019 Panorama winners, BPTT Renegades. Hooking Me. I think that was done up by Kes. Let me say a pleasant good afternoon to you. I'm sort of filling in here for the Boom Boom Time crew one more weekend. And let me see if I can get Sister P. Sister P, you there?
Yeah, Brother Stretch, how you going?
I am very good. After that, I thought my ears were gone. How you doing? How you doing? How you doing?
You know, we're really, really good to the hour, you know, to use the vernacular. I'm here with DJ Storm.
Right.
Yeah.
And so we have to... I guess the normal, new normal. So we have to say you're listening to Boom Boom Time, the show that...
When you hear all these, all crypto, all R&B, things so funk, lots of old reggae.
I am...
You are Sister P.
And you are...
DJ Storm.
And the man voices... Who is he? Why are you giggling like that? What's his name? What's his name?
Uncle Stretch,
yeah. So we good. We good. We trying.
Good. Well, I know the past week or so hasn't been the greatest. And anything you want to say about it or not?
Well, the thing is that for those not in the know, immediately following last week's Boom Boom Time show, my mom passed on at the Glen Hospital. And she was surrounded by her family. And I want to just thank the nurses of 9th N at the Glen. And everybody who's been calling and sending flowers and food and social media and jokes, WhatsApp. I didn't hear, I don't know how people used to do this thing without WhatsApp before, eh?
I often wondered that myself.
All over the world.
WhatsApp is one of them
text. Yeah, text, yeah. So I've been getting funny jokes and nice little inspirational messages and prayers and music. And there's folks who, when they see that I'm on Messenger and, you know, they engage me, I have my whole nighttime posse, you know, because... Some of us, we reach the age where we're not sleeping.
Tell me about it now.
So a lot of folks up at night. So it's really, really weird. But I have some girlfriends who have lost their mother. And so they're telling me things. So, you know, Millicent Monica Jackson Dillon is not with us in, you know, the earthly form. But I do feel that she's around. And because we're such a large, boisterous family, amongst the tears are the jokes. So, like, the last two nights I slept at her house with my siblings and all seven of us. So that has been good. And then I come home with Storm, who is refusing to go to the house because I think that would make it very real for her.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's been interesting. I guess everything that she put into all our lives all these years, we now have to kickstart it into practice, right?
Right.
Yeah, and I think one of the overwhelming things from last week, Monday, Tuesday, is the degree to which she meant a lot to some of the neighborhood kids who grew up, passed through the house. And that has been very, very comforting and interesting to hear because, you know, you take it for granted that she's mom and so forth, right? But when you hear all of our elementary and high school friends and adult friends in adult lives tell us, you know, what she means and little jokes and little stories and things she did with them, it's just, you know... It's an interesting perspective, but it's all brain fog. It seems very, where's it? When you're in dreamlike sequence.
Yeah, in dreamland, yeah.
surreal, surreal. It's all very, very surreal. So those of you listening, if you, long before Mother's Day, me a beg no call no mother, go and go help, hug up on no mom. And something, two things I want to say before I go. For those people who don't understand how real this pandemic is, and they take it for a joke, when they say things like our hospitals are overwhelmed, it means this. If something is wrong with your older parent and for some reason they have to put her in ICU, there may not be space for her if she's not, was it corona related? And if she isn't, and there is, she's in with this corona virus that is going through the hospital. It's also many people, we were fortunate that they let four of us on a list to go and look after our mom, for 24 hours over the couple of days where she was in the hospital. One of us was always with her. But not all hospitals are like that. And it might be that your loved one dies alone. So before it gets to that point, just kind of listen what the people them say. Stop the ranting and the railing about the curfew.
Yeah.
Wash your hands. Teach them how to do, or maybe you're going to do the shopping online for them. If your older parents have flip phones, and you have a little means, oh gosh, no. Get a Samsung 5 or 6, make them get a little WhatsApp so you can video talk. Loneliness is going to be that much more profound because you're stuck in your home. I mean, that was the reality for many of our elderly anyway, because they're afraid of going outside and walking on the icy sidewalk. But elderly society, where we have an aging population, start thinking about these things. Get them a little thing where they could do, a little, or a tablet, and start teaching them to do these things. Because, I remember last year there was a good girlfriend who couldn't see her mother in the home, but mommy didn't have a tablet or a particular phone. So take it seriously. And sometimes mothers and daughters and mothers and sons can have fractious relationships. No care what. Patch it up. Hug your mom. Mm-hmm. Because you go through something when you reach this time, right? But anyway, she loved music. So you play some music. We did that yesterday. So that was good. And then, of course, I was with my brothers. So, we were nipping on some stuff. And Stretch, you believe you me, I heard your voice read this thing, and it became very real, and that was it. I just went and had a nap because I couldn't take it. Thank you on behalf of the Dylan Jackson family for all the comforting words, not only for me, but, my siblings and everybody. Thank you. From our bottom of our hearts, we're very, very touched. And funeral will be online. And that's the next thing, because it's 25 people allowed in the building. And if you have a big family, then you have to start making choices. So let me see if we could turn this pandemic thing around and start living as best we can.
Well, yeah.
And so...
Go ahead, Pat.
No, me done. Me have nothing more.
Oh, no, I was about to say great advice because I hope the younger ones and the older ones will listen to your voice explaining how terrible this thing is, And I am not even going to try anymore. I have done my share. And people need to understand that what's happening out there is not a joke. And when you think...
It really isn't. Because, no. I mean, one night she was calling for me. And I had this flipping shield mask on my face, a mask plus the shield. And, you know, she wasn't recognizing me. But that is it, right? So you want to be, nah, man, come, let me try lower this thing. We're living in a first world country, so they say, let's try to do better so that the lives that we leave, even, you know, the dying, because we die in particular ways, right? Yeah.
But, you know, and, you know, I'm telling you, sister, this COVID thing is a bug.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bug that will never go away, and I'm sorry.
You're sorry? You don't think it will never go away?
It's a bug.
But I think we're going to be able to live with it.
Live with it, yes.
Yeah, but the, you know what I think? I don't want to be rude.
Yeah.
But this COVID thing will never, this COVID thing comes, you know when we talk about a fish?
Yeah.
This COVID thing is a fish.
Is a fish? Okay.
It's like a fish that in the sea. That will, you know the sea?
Yeah, I know the sea.
It comes in the sea. That will not go away.
Okay. But we still can wash our hands. Those of you who can take the needle. Now, in the coming weeks, I have a very interesting interview with a scientist, a black scientist who I trust immensely, talking about the data, the early data that we have on the
virus.
Thing that protected. We are, what, Carl?
Coronavirus.
The vaccine. Thank you, Storm. See, okay. Storm know better than me.
Yes.
So we're going to talk about that. And, you know, let me just, I don't say roll over, I'm dead.
I'm not taking no vaccine for this.
You're not taking no vaccine?
I'm not.
All right, well, we're going to talk about that, okay?
Because this is not even, because why am I going to take a vaccine?
Okay, we'll figure it out. Because you see, Storm School, I didn't send her, but three of the kids in her class had it, right? Mm-hmm. And she's here freaking out. So it's just been a really crazy time, but we can do better. And the sooner we curb this thing, then we could get back to our normal lives as best we can. So I'm going to let you play some music. Before I go, tomorrow there is a storytelling workshop online with WestCan. I'm going to do one or two of the stories. And on February 4th, I want to remind you about the Uncrowned Queens, which is a queen show coming out of Trinidad and Tobago as they get ready towards, well, whatever. There's no carnival, but shows online are happening. And that's it. So tomorrow evening, join WestCan. Go on the WestCan Facebook page and their YouTube page. And start Googling Uncrowned Queen, some very impressive female Calypsonians, including the reigning monarch, Terry Lyons. So let's do this thing. And Stretch, I'm going to go and make some tea and eat some banana bread and listen to you.
All right, bud. Who made
that
banana?
I love you like a kale gravy.
Who made that banana bread?
I think my brother make it, you know. But Smurfette banana bread, we say it dropped by mommy. So Annie said, just jump in a cab and go on for it. So the real banana bread I come. So.
Oh, Lord, I'm
but
telling
you. We talk
you.
About Smurfette. We talk about.
Yeah.
We talk about the queen.
Of reggae?
No, we talk about the queen diva herself.
Yes, who bakes a mean banana bread.
Seriously.
Yeah.
All right, Stretch, CKUT, boom, boom, time. You're listening to Father Stretch, who's holding it down for me.
I have to say big up to Smurfette. Actually, I have to say big up.
Just big up.
Big up, Smurfette. Big up, Auntie Debbie. Love you.
All right. Okay. Auntie Sylvia, Auntie Audra, Auntie Karina.
Yeah.
All the aunties who came around with masks. and bring food. One stop X way. Them have the oxtail stretch. Goodbye, my gone.
All right. That's Sister P and Auntie Storm. Once again, a pleasant good afternoon to you. My name is Howard Carr, and I want to send this out to those of you who have your doubts what the scientists are saying about this virus. It's done up by the veteran himself, the man who put SOCA together. All right, this is Lord Shorty. Change your attitude and listen and learn. Let me take it back from the top. CKRT 90.3 on your FM dial.
Bilabali, bilabali, mli, bimbe, dim, labadam, jedai.
Wai, yai, 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 dam, dam, jedai.
Bilambele, mbile, mli, bimbe, dim, labadam, jedai. Much people going astray on the Broadway. Idleness and pleasure seeking, having sway on the minds today, as though people forget to pray. I see children being left alone without parental direction. After school alone, at home, in front of the television. It's Sesame Street. Example they must follow. Is a froggy baby mentality gonna rule us tomorrow? You see, when you train a child how to go, when they get old, they're moving so. When you're too young and you're bent it wrong, it's hard to straighten when it's old, when it's old and strong. Listen to me, change your attitude. Best time to start is when you are young. I said change your attitude. Don't wait till you're sick in the hospital to change your attitude. Stop being carnal and be spiritual. People walking around in a mental haze, and they love to laze, and wouldn't even lift up their voice in praise. South. International commerce is rumors of wars and wars all about. And this is the example our children will follow. The schoolyard will be the battlefield of tomorrow. You see, when you train a child how to go, when they get old, they're moving so. When you're too young and you're very drunk, it's hard to stay. Change attitude. Do right with all
we deeply under peace-like mentality. I see fulfillment of prophecy, which holy men prophesied. Women walking casually today with their bottoms outside. And this is the example our children will follow. Of Lucifer, thank God I changed my attitude. Now I'm serving
Jesus the Savior.
What is wrong with man from ever of old? The scriptures unfold. He accepted brass for gold and destroyed his soul. With an evil imagination out of control, this misguided soul is spreading violence throughout the world. Sexually abused by close relatives, husbands leaving their wives battered and bruised. We more than yet so primitive, and this is the example our children will follow. Of God you are, so change your attitude. You should be showing God-like behavior. Yo, 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 ya, danga, danga, danga. Bilabali, bilabalim, libim, belim, labadam, dedai. Ah-ha-ha. Yo, 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 ya, danga, danga, dedai. Bili, 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 bim, bilim, belim, labadam.
Yes, the man himself, Lord Shorty, the voice of the people of Trinidad and Tobago, social commentators they were, he was rather, and another one that I truly admired and loved very much, because, you know, one of the things is just don't dance. Listen to the words of what these social commentators, the best in the world, what they have to say. Like singing Sandra did this song, and every now and again I would sing it in my head. It's called The Ghetto of the Mind. On Boom Boom Time, CKUT 90.3 FM, filling in the big shoes of the Boom Boom Time family. The Ghetto of the Mind.
Run down crowded space according to some. Conditions substandard. Grassroots live and they die hard. While some call it home, others call it slum. Physical lack of resources cannot be minimized. Bowing to thugs and drug bosses is a daily exercise. Ignored by government, subject to every abuse, but too many using ghetto as an excuse.
revival could never cease. Even more than the carnal are the scars of the mental rape. Somebody already dead in a canal. Lord, you want to escape. Go and see the blacks through the music. Escape poverty chains, but how they spend their wealth, they live with pain. For when I take a look at MTV, Jay-Z and Diddy is king. But when I scrutinize the videos, they deal with black girls they exploiting. I know success depends on marketing, and the music business real fierce. But why then girl at the show the neighboring, and how all the patent place stairs?
Quick.
singing Sandra. Yes, she had it all. The ghetto of your mind should not control what you become later on in life. And she proved that over and over again. Once again, a pleasant good afternoon to you. I'm filling in the big shoes for the Boom Boom Time crew. And just listen to the words of that song all the time. And, you know, I hate when people say, oh, it's because of where I come from. I'm from the ghetto. And the ghetto is in your mind, all right? Going to pay some bills, and then we get back to the music. Boom Boom Time on a Sunday afternoon. Keep it locked. Call a friend. Tell a friend to log on to ckut.ca, wherever they are in this world. We'll make them feel warm. We come in all the way from a cold country, and we will make you feel warm.
This message is intended for all Quebecers. We must take extreme measures to curb the pandemic. Only essential services remain open. Gatherings are prohibited. It's forbidden to leave your home between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. These efforts aim to protect our healthcare workers, seniors, and loved ones. Let's comply with the lockdown and curfew to lower the risk of contracting COVID-19, because our health is important. For more information, visit quebec.ca/confinement. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Looking to become bilingual or promote bilingualism in Canada? Look no further. Apply for the Odyssey or Explore program for the chance to improve your French or help young people improve their English. You'll immerse yourself in another region's language and culture, make new friends, and have experiences that will stay with you forever. Many people say the Odyssey and Explore programs have changed their lives. To find out more or to apply, visit EnglishFrench.ca. Programs funded by the Government of Canada.
When your parents need your help, you're there. When your kids say something's wrong, you're there. When your friends have a rough day, you're there. Be there for yourself the way you're there for others, as it's normal for these uncertain times to bring out negative emotions or anxiety. If you're finding it difficult to carry out daily tasks, there are solutions. Visit quebec.ca/gettingbetter or call Info Social 811. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
This message is intended for all Quebecers. We must take extreme measures to curb the pandemic. Only essential services remain open. Gatherings are prohibited. It's forbidden to leave your home between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. These efforts aim to protect our healthcare workers, seniors, and loved ones. Let's comply with the lockdown and curfew to lower the risk of contracting COVID-19, because our health is important. For more information, visit quebec.ca/confinement. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
CKUT 90.3 FM. I'm sorry, I'm on air, you know, and I cannot talk on the phone at the moment, all right? A greeting here. It's easier to text me. I will try and get it on for you. I was about to tell you that Singing Sandra will be laid to rest on Friday, the February the 5th, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. It will be a ceremony which you can pick up on event will be streaming live on Facebook. All right? 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Friday. So check that out to say goodbye to Singing Sandra. Also, Send my love to Miss Pat, please. Select a Treble Love Zone crew. Wishing you all the best, Pat, to stay strong and healthy, all right? So we're going to get into the music. Where was I? Let me just play this thing because I got mixed up here. Yes.
No. We're going way back to before the beginning.
We're going way back. We're going to play some more of this oldies, and then we get into some slow, and then into a little bit of the funk, and then into the reggae. Get set, ready to go.
Mm-hmm. Monday she cussing me. Me and my neighbor can't agree. Every Monday she cussing me. She called me dirty and she called me Blackwellers man. I had to cuss she back, but no matter what the scandal, I don't bear no malice for carnival, so I cry out.
Neighbor, what must you complain?
She wouldn't answer.
Neighbor, what must you complain? No mind the things that we say.
We gon' jump up and down and forget on Carnival Day. Who tell me to talk about mass? The woman say I'm too blooming fast. Kitchener, you have too much interest. What I want to play is my own business. I say, girl, this is carnival. We must drink and forget all we bacchanal. She said, please do don't get me mad. Raise up your hoop and walk out my yard. I still come back.
Neighbor, what must you complain?
Kitchener, don't ask me my business.
Neighbor, what must you complain?
Well, darling, that is stupid.
So don't mind the things that we say.
We gon' jump up and down and forget on Carnival Day. Carnival Saturday, I decide I gon' break away. I say, name is only 2 days to go. You have no reason to get on, so stop your grievance and stop your hate. Carnival, everybody must celebrate. She said, kids, boy, I think you're right. Well, let me start jumping up here tonight and we begin.
Neighbor, what must you complain? Neighbor, what must you complain? Don't mind the things that we say.
We gon' jump up and down and forget on Carnival Day.
Boy, let me tell you this. Don't be afraid, I ain't the police. You wouldn't know me, but I want you to show me a girl wrong here. They call Mildred. When I tell the Mr. Mildred is my sister, he jump up and then he said, tell your sister to come down quick, I have something here for she. Tell she is Mr. Ben Woodrick, the man from Sandy Grande. She know me well, I guess she already. She must remember me. Go on, go on, tell she Mr. Ben would come. Sorry, old man, that wouldn't do for me. I don't carry message for anybody. If you want to see she, don't worry, just send me. Climb up the step, you won't fall. It have a bell on the gate, ring it and wait. She must come after your call. Tell your sister to come down quick, I have something here for she. Tell she is Mr. Ben Woodrick, the man from Sandy Grande. She know me well, I guess she already. She must remember me. Go on, go on, tell she Mr. Ben would come.
It was dark, dark, dark in a big, big park. I felt like a king upon the throne, me and Imelda lying alone. When I heard a talk and a creeping walk, as I look around frightfully, we were lying in the center of a cemetery. You talk about rat, I nearly break me head.
Rat,
the living running from the dead.
Rat,
I go say, don't run me, lad. Come, let me play a game of card. Well, it's now a running in truth. My foot stick in a mango root.
Run.
I fall on inside the tomb.
Run.
I get up with a zoom, zoom, zoom. What had me sad
about to start a little romance with me, sweetheart. I kissed her twice, just feeling nice, when a voice said, "Mister, you brave to be bringing your girlfriend on top me grave." You talk about run, and you bust me head. Run. The living running from the dead. Run. I go say, "Don't run, me lad. Come on, let me play a game of cat." Run. Well, there's no a running in truth. Run. Me put stick in a mango root. I fall along inside a tomb. I get up with a zoom, zoom, zoom. The scream I make, I sure the whole world shake. I'm now in big trouble, this time I sure I see the devil. I see a tall white horse on top of a big black cross. As I ball out, oh God, my dead. The horse say, "Kids, come go to bed." You talk about rap.
Yes. How many of you that has happened to? 7 minutes to the hour, 5 o'clock. We're going to slow the tempo a bit and hope you're enjoying it, all right? This is a young man that goes by the name of Frank Edwards. If not for you. If not for you. I would not be here, in both languages, on CKUT 90.3 FM, Boom Boom Time.
If not for you, where would I be today? If not for you, who would have saved my life? When I am naked, if not for you, where would I be today? If not for you,
Millicent Monica Jackson Dillon died following a short illness at the Royal Victoria Hospital. Lovingly known as Auntie, she was the matriarch of a large clan of children, grandchildren and great-grands. Her home was always open to neighborhood kids, as well as many Caribbean international students during the heydays of the 70s. She retired over 20 years ago after a long career in caring for the elderly and mental health patients at most of Montreal's English hospitals. Born in St. Mary, Jamaica, Auntie migrated to Canada in 1962 and raised a dynamic family. Family was of the utmost importance to her. Millicent Jackson Dillon is survived by her children, Joan, Faye, Hyacinth, Claudia, Everton, Patricia, and Peter, son-in-laws Cedric and Wayne, 13 grandchildren and 10 great-grandchildren. She's predeceased by her son-in-law Steve and her son's partner Milo, numerous nieces and nephews, cousins and in-laws in Canada, France, Jamaica, the UK, and the US. Funeral preparations are in the works. The family wishes to thank the staff of the Royal Victoria Hospital, 9 North, in particular, Dawn Ross, Millie, Anna, and Juliana. Millicent, Monica, Jackson, Dillon. Rest in peace.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. She's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. But ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away.
By request. It's going out to me now, and it's from Frank, okay? Your friend is always good to have someone to call your friend.
When every day is a crazy day and nothing is going your way and the thought of giving up is on your mind. When you feel all hope is gone and this life isn't what you want, I'll be your angel, I'll be your friend, I'll be your rock till the end. When there's nowhere to turn from all the bridges that you burn, and everything you've been through is lesson learned, but when you had it, you're